Chatting with good friend Gabe Rodriguez, I learned how he developed his passion for hunting wild pheasant. Gabe went out a lot with his grandpa, and they hunted their own corn and soybean farming operation. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
His family, they were down in the Corn Belt of Illinois, and the Corn Belt is down there in southern Illinois, and that's where they say that corn and soybean grow the best, and they can harvest the most crops each season. But that being said, that's where the wild pheasant are, and that area is where my family had a large farm, corn and soybean farms. And so all the wild pheasant, that's all I grew up hunting. I didn't go to any outfitters with him. Of course, we did that a little bit, but our priority was doing it out on the family farm, not surprisingly. So that's why I think I gained such a love for it, because it's not that easy. It's not that simple as it is when you're doing it through an outfitting company. Outfitting company, of course, they take you right to it and away they go. But the wild birds are definitely different. They act different. They have a different type of instinct, and you actually got to hunt.
Imagine that.
Imagine that, huh?
When you hunted, presumably it was with your grandpa. Did you guys just stock the fields, or did you use dogs, or where did we go with that?
Well, we used a combination of poodle pointers and German shorthairs. My grandfather was a big fan of the German shorthair, as well as my uncles.
As well as Sportsman Spotlight pheasant hunter and team member Tommy Allen.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.